Hello?
Hey, this is Mimi. How are you? Sorry,
Hello.
who is this?
Mimi, I'm calling you back in regard to the home care services. Is this Mary?
Yes, this is.
Hi, how can I help you? I see that you had
I'm
reached
sorry.
out to us about the home
Yes.
care services. What is it that you're looking for?
I was actually just calling to get some information about if you have home health aides in the Exton area.
In which county?
Exton in Chester County, Pennsylvania.
Chester County? Yeah, definitely. We do. And
Okay,
for
and
who
what
is
kind
it?
of services
For
do
who?
they provide?
So they're home health aides. They can provide whichever services you need. What is it that you're looking for? And is it for yourself or someone else?
Yeah,
Parents?
it would be for myself.
For yourself, okay.
I'm a wheelchair user, so I just for 2 days a week, I'm seeking someone who can help me around the house, do some meal prep, some apartment chores, light cleaning, errands, things of
Yeah,
that nature.
that's exactly what we do. Are you
Okay.
on Medicaid?
I am.
Okay.
Do you take the Keystone First Community Health
Yeah.
Choices?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Okay, let me take down your information and I'll be happy
Okay.
to help. Just a second. So your first name is Mary, Mary. Last name is Salisbury.
Yes.
Okay, and what's your date of birth?
8/5/94.
8/5/94. Okay. And how many hours did you get approved? Did they approve you?
Yes, right now I'm just looking for someone from about like 8 to 2:30 on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
That's how many hours per week? About.
I mean, I'm approved for more than that, but I have other people that help me right now, so those are the only 2 days that I'm looking for as of right
Okay.
now.
So 8 to 2?
Like 8 to 2:30 on Tuesdays and Wednesdays right now.
Okay. And so you're saying this is going to be like a split authorization?
Sorry, what do you mean by that?
Like, are you already with a different agency as well that's helping you?
No, so I like employ my caregivers through Tempus, like through the waiver program
Yes.
right now.
Right. Okay. And who is paying them?
Keystone First Community Health Choices.
Okay, gotcha. All right. This is the best phone number to reach you.
Yes, it is.
Okay, give me a second. I'm just looking up your Medicaid here. And you said your date of birth is 8.
5/94.
94. All right. A minute. Okay, perfect. And just 1 minute. What is your home address, Mary?
My home address.
Yeah.
It's sorry. Is there any way to get like some
Nine.
more information sent to me before I give all
Yeah,
my
of
like
course.
personal details sent over? I just don't feel
Yeah,
comfortable like giving all
definitely.
my info out over the phone before
No, I
I
understand. I understand.
thank you.
Of course. So can we call you back and give you like what information would you like? I'm happy to give you the information you need.
I guess just some more information about your services and like
So
things of that nature before I give out
Right, of course. So basically what we do is we do the CD pass program. Either you can hire a family or a friend to be your caregiver, mm-hmm. and we would pay them for every hour they take care of you. That's covered by Medicaid. Or if you need assistance with a caregiver, we can send you our caregiver from our agency. And we would send you a list of caregivers, see which one is a good fit for you, so you can interview them and see which one is good for you, which one you like.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I think I would probably need, like, I have my own caregivers right now, so I would need to get one through your agency.
Okay, no problem. So if you want, I'm happy to help.
Okay. I can give you my address in case you need to, like, find someone in the area.
Yeah, I'll just...
Is there some sort of, like, intake process? Like, I would have to, you know, kind of interview people first?
So what we do, we would need to...
Be a good fit?
Right. So what we do need to do before we start the services is we need to speak to the... to the coordinator from Keystone first. Are you in contact with her? Do you know who it is?
Yeah, I have her contact information.
Oh, okay, perfect. So we could do is, what usually people like to do is to do like a three-way call with a social worker from Keystone first, like the care coordinator, and then we would request the authorization and they would take down our information and yeah, that's how we start the process.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah,
and as soon as we have the authorization, then we can start the services right away.
Okay. Do you need her contact information?
Yeah, that would be helpful, but let me first write down your home address.
Okay. It's 109 Commerce Drive.
109. Commerce?
Mm-hmm.
C-O-M-M-E-R-C
Drive in Exton, Pennsylvania.
Perfect. I got it here. 09341, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And you said the care coordinator... from Keystone. Okay. What's her name?
Her name is Siobhan Bond.
Siobhan?
Siobhan.
Siobhan. C-H or S-H?
I think it's S-H.
A-V...
O-N, Bond.
Mm-hmm. Bond, okay. And her phone number?
1 minute, let me get it.
No worries, take your time.
It is 267...
547-7962.
7962?
Yeah. Okay, wonderful. So it's 267-547-7962. Yeah. Okay, wonderful. Do you want me to add her to the line? We can do a conference call?
Not right now, if that's okay.
Okay.
Sorry,
no,
just, I'm working from home right now.
No, of course. I understand that.
But if we could, like, if you talk to her and we could schedule a time, I can make myself available.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. No problem. Would you tell me when is a good time? Or if you want, maybe I can try to call her myself soon and see if she answers.
Yeah, that would be great.
Usually
I'm free around noon or 12:30, like most days of the week. But if she's not available, then we could schedule something depending on her availability, if you just let me know when she's free.
Okay, perfect. So let me try to give her a call, and then we'll be in touch. I'll also have my intake team give you a call sometime. It'll be from family first, so just look out for a call.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, amazing. No problem. Right. We'll talk soon then.
Okay,
be well.
Bye-bye. Thank
okay,
you.
Bye.